you, Jesus. Alive before me. Your head and hair. As white as wool. As white as snow. And eyes of fire. With a garment on. Down to your feet. Just a little bit. I see you, Jesus. Alive before me. As white as snow.
As white as snow.
And eyes of fire.
And eyes of fire.
With a garment on.
With a garment on.
Down to your feet. Keep looking at Jesus.
Keep looking at Jesus.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you know who that is?
Do you know who that is?
At which you're looking. That's the mirror of heaven.
That's the mirror of heaven.
That Jesus standing there.
That Jesus standing there.
Clothed on with the Father.
Clothed on with the Father.
That is you. Much love and suffering.
Much love and suffering.
Pain and woe.
Pain and woe.
That body you sing,
that body you sing,
was prepared for you,
was prepared for you,
to clothe upon you,
to clothe upon you,
and saturate you, and make you in the image,
and make you in the image,
just like you see before you,
just like you see before you.
Oh, explain the mystery.
I'll explain the mystery
of that glorious Jesus.
Of that glorious Jesus.
You see, there is you.
You see, there is you.
Apostle Paul speaking. Christ speaking in him.
Christ speaking in him.
Says we all with open face.
Says we all with open face.
Beholding as in a mirror.
Beholding as in a mirror.
The glory of the Lord.
The glory of the Lord.
We are chained,
we are chained
into the same image,
into the same image,
from glory to glory,
from glory to glory.
Oh, understanding,
open your understanding
about the mirror of heaven,
about the mirror of heaven,
that you see yourself in,
that you see yourself in.
Remember the New Jerusalem,
remember the New Jerusalem,
in which you're now seated. Listen to the Apostle John.
Listen to the Apostle John.
Explain it to you.
Explain it to you.
And the walls of it.
And the walls of it.
Were clear as crystal. A mirror are they, shining with his image,
shining with his image,
everywhere that you look,
everywhere that you look,
the glory of the Lord God. And the Lamb of God,
and the Lamb of God,
reflects your picture,
reflects your
crystal, just like a mirror, the house of mirrors. Built exactly like heaven. Ooh. Ooh. You don't believe that's you. You see and feel right there before you do. That's the body that God has prepared for you through Jesus. Ooh. And you learn to behold it. It just changes you into that image. Ooh, by faith. Listen a little more.
Listen a little more.
And I'll tell you another mystery.
And I'll tell you another mystery.
This city you live in.
This city you live in.
Where the walls are pure crystal. It's built for square.
It's built for square.
Bottom and top.
Bottom and top.
Everywhere you look.
Everywhere you look.
It is a mirror.
It is a mirror.
You can lay on your back. And the mirror reflects Jesus.
And the mirror reflects Jesus.
The reflection of you.
Shining back at you.
You can lay on your sign.
Facing the west.
And the clear walls of the city,
reflect his image back on you.
You can lay on your sign.
You can lay on your sign.
Looking towards the east.
And the same image.
Is mirrored back to you.
You can lay on your face.
And there is the mirror.
The image of Jesus.
His body for you.
It has no need
of the sun to give it light.
For the glory of the Father
and the Lamb doth lighten it.
And no matter how many
does live in the city.
There's a special image.
A body prepared for you.
Reflects your image,
the image that a loving God,
the image
hath prepared for you. For you, by grace, and through faith to become settle down on you. Ooh, that's it. Let him just take control. Ooh, from glory to glory. Ooh, that's it. Jesse, well, yeah, let him come down on you there. Let that mirror become you. Oh. Lift your hand just a little bit to him, just a little. Ooh. From glory to glory. Thou art chained into the sameness of the living Jesus, and you're rising in glory. His power and life. And you're not you anymore. Jesus has come in your flame. Oh, 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 oh. Free from the Antichrist, spirit of religion that denieth that Jesus is come in your flesh. that denieth that the veil between you and heaven hath been rent, and let the light of heaven on you. Listen.
No more do you have to listen
to the Antichrist lies of Satan.
Those are religious sayings.
It says God is great. He's in his holy temple. Let all keep silent, denying that the purpose of your love in God is to dwell in flesh and blood, and use your body in blessings and love,
in blessings and love,
and glory and grace,
and glory and grace.
Oh, change us a little more,
and change us a little more
into his image. Ooh, are you ready? Let's everyone relax and just close your eyes a little bit there and just reach it. I see you, Jesus.
Clothe up on me.
Your head and hair.
White as wool.
As white as snow.
And eyes of fire.
One with my Father,
one with my Father,
hath possessed me.
Hath possessed
now just feel him swallow you up in that glory. Ooh.
Take possession of you. That's it, Brother Herman. Beg you, you need it. Oh, Lydia, oh. Oh, let him just possess you. That's the way.
Ah.
just let him possession. Keep singing out of that drunk voice, all right? Oh. You didn't know that about that wall as clear as crystal, did you? A lot of things you don't know yet, but just keep listening. Ooh. A golden girdle. Around your chest, the anointing power of the Holy Ghost hath wrapped around, now living inside my chest. Ooh. Your voice of many waters now flows out of me. Oh, feel that girdle just wrap around your chest now, and feel that voice is going to come alive in there. Oh, that's it. Oh, feel something moving, that glory and grace and love. Those voices begin to come alive, and I don't care if you go plumb out in the spirit or up sideways. Just let him do a good rapping in you. Take your hand, just wrap it around your chest there.
Feel it, Gus. Feel it, Jesse. Wrap your mantle around your chest there.
Wrap it around your chest. Let's feel it. Take your mantle and wrap it around. Take your towel ball and wrap it around your chest there. That's right. Take your mantle, everybody. Wrap it around your chest. Lay it on your chest. Take your mantle and wrap it around your chest. Just lay it on your chest. Feel it breathe in there. As clear as crystal, a house of mirrors that reflects the image is the same as heaven. As clear as crystal, as white as snow, the purest love and grace he can show. Can stand a little more. We'll go over it again. Then we'll add on some more. Ooh, everyone just sort of close your eyes and lift your hand out in front of you. Just get relaxed. I see you, Jesus, clothed up on me. Your head and hair as white as wool. As white as snow, and eyes of fiery love, one with my Father, hath possessed me. A golden girdle around your chest, the anointing power of the Holy Ghost hath wrapped around, now living inside my chest, and your voice of many waters, now flows out of me. Kapashanda kabarande kabare kabranda la banda daya la la barai bai popero marasha baranda barai kabarande kaya bai popero. Rambarari Karanda. Akarai Kela Rabra Kashambarai. Shabaraya, oh ye kamra shena ya kabab maya ba. Soul and life, swallowed up inside you, and inside my Father. Now just feel the Spirit just swallow you up and understand the mystery.
Now you understand the mystery
spoken by the Apostle Paul. He said death has been swallowed up into life. He is talking about that old body of death, and that was swallowed up into the life of Jesus. But that was only the first step. He said death swallowed up into life. And then he said life swallowed up in victory. See, Jesus swallows you up into him. Death swallowed up into his life. And then he just carries you, life and all, right up into the victory. One with his Father. One with your Father. Now you understand.
Another mystery,
and you felt it work,
because you believed,
not only was the death
of your old life
swallowed up in the life
of the eternal Jesus,
but also the Father swallowed both of you on up into Him and turned life into victory. So you will now know that is fulfilled in you. So you can rest in faith. In love and grace.
At that day,
I shall dwell among them.
I shall live in them and walk in them.
I shall be their God.
They shall be my people.
Behold the tent of God is with men.
Ministry this morning of how to rest in faith, where we won't have works of trying to keep ourselves inside of God. The least little bit of works leavens the doctrine of grace, and it causes trouble in your life. And you come in from a background of religion, and Lord help us all. You try to work to keep yourself instead of resting in faith. But I want to minister to you this morning. none of my own words, because you've already learned that I don't have any of my own words. But I want to minister to you one of the greatest men of God, or one of the greatest men that Christ worked through. Of grace that was ever created. And his name is the Apostle Paul. He walked 1900, 2000 years ago, said, I'm called for a different age. And he walked as a plumb line, a ministry for this generation. His teachings to be used, not only in judgment of God upon Babylon, but to be used to deliver God's people over into the kingdom age. And here's what he said. Everybody ready? He said, what'd he say? I am persuading that he's able to keep him anything I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. So why should I be concerned about his ability? Oh, why should I doubt him that he will keep him anything I have committed unto him? And Babcostal devil leave out of some people then. Oh, keep telling some of y'all, oh, that's a good blessing you're receiving, but you don't have to keep yourself there. Who told you that? That's Satan. He's the great God of heaven, the creator of the universe. So why should I be concerned that he won't keep him? My whole body, my whole soul, and my whole life that he swallowed up in him. Oh!
fully persuading that he has kept my whole being that I've committed unto him. And he has preserved it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. So I rest in faith, sin hath been kept. So why should I waver in Satan's unbelief that he won't keep it and preserve it forever, one with him forever and ever, amen. And the power it produces, and once you rest by faith in him, are great and mighty, and he shakes the universe when grace begins to finish and work out of you.
Christ teaching the same thing. When Jesus Christ came, Paul got this ministry as Christ in him. When Jesus Christ came, he separated himself from all those old greasy, weak gods of religion that tried to make God's people keep themselves. That one that's been your friend all your life, see? That one that's been your friend all your life. Trying to make you keep yourself condemned. And you know what he said? Listen to what Jesus said. Listen. If he clothe the lilies and the flowers of the field with more riches than Solomon in his beauty, more should I trust in him to clothe and keep me in all his goodness. Lord said, I'm not even of this world. He said, I'll come down representing my Father, the great Creator God. He said, I represent the one that holds the stars in place, the one that created the universe. He's the Creator of heaven and all inside of him. So why should I tell you that all things are given, he does keep in his perfect order. You know what he said? Listen to Jesus. Say ye believe in God, believe also in me. Our Lord Jesus said, showing me the way to a
the way of faith that keeps me daily. Committed unto him. I refuse to struggle and strive with Satan. I just rest by confessing I've been kept. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's all confess, Lord Jesus, I accept that you have swallowed me up. Everything I've committed to you and hath kept me. I rest in that, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the person of your Son, I confess to you that you have swallowed me and my life up through Jesus Christ into you, and I confess you have now and forever kept me. Oh. The devil tricks you into thinking that you've got to have great knowledge in order to be kept. He tries to get you out of the order of God. You're familiar with that, I'm sure. But the great knowledge of the living God comes when you're an act of faith, when you take the simple things he gives you and move in faith first and let him bring the other knowledge. So let's establish an attitude of grace now in our life, just the way that God wanted it as he ministered through Jesus Christ. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit me a chord or two. Hey, many things I may not understand, but this thing I know. If he watches a sparrow, numbers I had on my head, then how much more in his glory and power shall he bring all my life unto his fullness? Am I not much better than the sparrow? Satan every time he tells me how sorry I am. I say, listen to me, Satan, by the voice of grace, I'm better than a sparrow. I'm swallowed up in my Father. Oh!
persuading that he is able to keep anything I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. When the Apostle Paul spoke amen by the Spirit, you know what he was talking about? He said the same thing that Jesus said when he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I am the first and the last. Amen. So that finishes it. Oh, that's all there is to it now. And you rest in that. Amen. And said, then as you rest in that, all the promises of God become what? Yeah, amen in Christ Jesus. You make every one of them work when you rest in that grace. Amen. I am persuaded that he has kept everything I've committed unto him, and he has preserved it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you know what he meant by to him be honor, power, and glory? Do you know what he meant? Why, he said, listen, he said, I commit all honor and all power and all glory, his keeping ability, that I commit it unto him, that I don't try to do anything in myself. That all power's in him. All glory's in him. All honor's in him. That's what he meant. Said no works at all. Said the only works I want in my life are the ones that are produced through his honor, power, and glory of grace moving them in. And he said, just look at my life. Said, I proved it. Died 3 times. He raised me up, whipped, no telling me how many times, shipwrecked, snake bit, this and that and other. And said, I showed the world the works of grace. Christ moving in the works of grace while you rest in his grace is the most powerful thing the universe has ever seen. Said, don't tell me about a bunch of...